You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And a happy birthday to the Black Seeds on the Sun. 20 years old. And a big warm welcome to Dan Wheatman. How's it going, brother?
Yeah, morena, bro. Great to be here.
How exciting. Now, your album, On the Sun, getting a repress. 20 years. How does it feel? And how's this all come about?
Oh, it's great. I've got it here in front of me. And vinyl is just great to have any piece of vinyl and to have your own vinyl. And it's 20 years, which makes you feel a little bit old. But also the memories start flowing back and, very stoked. You know, this is a limited edition, as we were talking about before, because there's only 1,000 pressed, because it costs so much bloody money to press this stuff.
It's an iconic piece of music from Aotearoa. How does it feel, and what's it like to revisit? Obviously, the memories must sort of start flowing back when you embark on a project like repressing a classic album.
Yeah, I mean, these songs are always always very close to us, because in our live set we still play So True, Fire. We need to bring back that other tune, Tuk Tuk, back into the live set. Turn It Around is always in the live set. We got together over last weekend to record our next album, our eighth album, and we don't really get together that much, so we had Brett McKenzie, Shannon Williams, and Rich Christie, who were bass, drums, and keyboards on the Sun, and they came to, well, they all live in Wellington, so they came to the first day of recording, and we just celebrated. Hadn't seen those guys in many, many years, and we all got together and had a beer and some pizza and reminisced about the On the Sun times, and just caught up. So, you know, there's
did someone have a nice hi-fi setup, and did you ever listen to the vinyl?
Yeah, Lee Preble, who also, yes, forgot about Lee Preble, who recorded and engineered this album. He's got his great little setup in there in the kitchen, and we didn't play the album. Actually, Barney was playing other Black Seeds tunes, and
wrong album, bro.
I don't know if I want to hang out and listen to the album. I didn't say anything, but I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, you instigated this to happen, and
yes.
And also, I mean, big ups to Barnaby Weir. I mean, he brought so many great tunes. Turn It Around, I mean, So True. I remember, to be honest, when I heard So True, and it came in, I think it came in quite late in the recording stage, I didn't bloody get it. I was like, because I was probably into heavier, into heavier music. I was probably going for my Nine Inch Nails phase. I still love them. But so I didn't get So True. Yeah, I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's a nice song. Okay. And then, then it teaches me a lesson. It's like, no,
this is the song.
This is the song. This is the anthem. Which also, Koia Ko Koe, that's the Te Reo version of So True. So that's, we've got two bonus tracks on the vinyl as well. So that tune, Koia Ko Koe, and Rogan Josh. So they're on there as well.
Excellent.
Rogan Josh is a jam, and you can hear it. It's like we're taking speed or something. It's just slightly a bit fast.
Now, are you guys going to hit, obviously you will have shows over the summer.
Yes.
I know that you're playing down at Slack Barn in the Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Are there plans to pull some of these songs back into the live set as you go out on the road again over summer?
I mean, a lot of these, you know, Brett McKenzie instigated the writing of Fire. Mm. And that song is a peak in the middle of the set. We always have that song on the set. So True is always in there. Turn It Around is always in there. Yeah, I think when, you know, sometimes Senegal Champions of Africa is in there. I think, you know, I was saying before, we need to bring back that tune you were just playing, Tuk Tuk. Mm. We'd played that for many years, and that's a great intro track.
Yes.
In a set, just lays it down. And so, yeah, I mean, come along. All of those tunes will be in there. And you know, we're excited about Album 8, which we're working on the weekend. And, you know, I have a day job. So when I'm not expressing myself through music, and which is hard when we're all in different places around the country, getting together on the weekend was just so energizing, yeah, and just really excited about it. I'm excited about this album, but I'm, you know, 26 years on, and it's like, I feel like, oh yeah, we still got it, boys. That's good.
Yes.
It's good. You know, I think this could be, you don't want to sound cliche, but I think it's going to be an exciting album. And I think, you know, I don't think it's going to have as many songs as these. People don't have the attention span. But I think it might have 8 songs, people. But great tunes. And, yeah, excited about this. We've got lots going on. And celebrating 20 years of On the Sun is very special.
Excellent. Now, okay, so I'm assuming this is just absolutely everywhere and all good record stores available online as well, perhaps?
Yes, it will be, yeah. I think, you know, if you haven't heard of Bandcamp, I'm sure lots of BFM listeners have, but that's a great place to go to purchase music. I think even if, you know, this is a limited edition, and the one that I think you're giving away is the signed version, so... You know, I don't have a record player, but I just buy vinyl because it's just a beautiful piece of art.
Yes.
So do that, folks. You can go to www.theblackseas.com and find it there. That's probably the best place, and that'll probably direct you straight to Bandcamp. Yeah.
Music and show information as well at blackseas.com.
Yes, yep. Yes, music and shows, or go to our Instagram and Facebook.
Rad.
If you're aware of those
two
places.
Social media,
yes.
Platforms.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, Dan from the Black Seas, thank you so much for making the trek in this morning.
Hey, thanks, man.
We are actually going to play something off the vinyl.
Oh, yeah. Which one are you going to play?
I can't remember which one I've queued up. It's song 2 on side A.
Oh, yes. Play. Turn It Around. Classic.
Okay, let's go.
Great. If you only knew that
messing around, 'cause I couldn't take it again. When your heart just feels so down, when you don't wanna take the blame, eh, let's turn it around, babe, 'cause it's getting us down, yeah. Let's turn it around, babe, 'cause it's getting us down, yeah.
There we go. That was Black Seeds. Turn it around. That was straight off the vinyl, which we've got a copy of to give away here right now. This is the 20th anniversary limited edition double vinyl of the Black Seeds On the Sun. This copy is signed. If you'd like that, send us a text right now with your name and your beaker.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.